Dad America presents The Soldier Day Zero, a multi-part serialized event. And now, please enjoy part two. Chapter 1. Flint strained against the door, trying to hold it closed as the zombie flailed about, smacking him in the face. The creature's nails scraped across his cheek, leaving burning trails of pain in their wake. As he struggled to hold it closed, a booming voice came over the loudspeaker of the store. "Hey, you by the door, behind you, look out!" The warning echoed through the cavernous space, bouncing off the high ceiling and rows of shelves. Flint snapped his head around, looking into the store where three zombies were sprinting out from the aisles. Their footfalls echoed throughout the store, their moans growing ever more excited by the fresh prey standing at the front of the store. Sergeant Flint had mere seconds to decide on a course of action. He pushed the doors together as hard as he could, hoping that somehow they would close. The zombie arms through them made it impossible. Blood from the creature's hands smeared across his uniform as he struggled. Flint could hear the footsteps inside the store getting closer. One creature slamming into a display by the register, sending candy and magazines flying through the air. The sound of plastic and paper hitting the floor mixed with the guttural moans, creating a nightmarish soundtrack. The sergeant looked back, seeing the three zombies getting within a few yards of him, their vacant eyes locked onto him, mouths hanging open to reveal teeth stained with blood and bits of flesh. "Damn it!" Flint pushed off from the door, darting to his left just before the first zombie arrived. The ghoul wasn't agile enough to turn and pursue the soldier, its momentum carrying it into the door at full speed. The zombie crashed through the entrance, knocking them off their tracks and opening the front of the store up to the creatures outside. Excited moans filled the air as the group from the parking lot pushed through the staggered zombie, getting into the store. The sound grew in volume as more creatures poured in, like a grotesque choir reaching a crescendo. Flint could hear the commotion behind him, not bothering to look because he knew it was more than he could handle. Instead, he pumped his legs hard, running towards the produce section just ahead. The fluorescent lights cast harsh shadows across the polished floor, making the shadows of the pursuing zombies appear elongated and monstrous. Flint slid to the ground like he was stealing second, planting his foot on the tile floor, pushing off to conceal himself behind a large display filled with fruit. The impact sent a jolt through his body, pain flaring in his hip where it struck the hard surface. He pulled his handgun, knowing that his rifle wouldn't be good for the close encounters he was about to experience. The metal felt cold and reassuring in his palm, his finger resting alongside the trigger guard. The zombies continued running after him, but not smart enough to figure out exactly where he was after he vanished from sight. Flint stayed low as he moved towards the back of the store, using the displays for cover. His breathing came in controlled bursts, just as he'd been trained to do during combat situations. The smell of fresh produce mixed with the metallic scent of blood that clung to his uniform, creating a nauseating combination. Two of the zombies got tangled up with one another, causing them to flail their arms at each other. The commotion knocked down a carefully placed stack of apples, which drew the attention of the other creatures, giving Flint a chance to retreat further back into the store. Flint reached the back aisle, popping his head up just enough to see that the zombie mob in produce was approaching 10 strong. As he ducked back down, he heard footsteps running towards him from the main portion of the store. Flint's head snapped around, spotting a zombified store clerk running right for him. The employee's blue vest was torn and stained with dark splotches. Flint knew that pulling the trigger on his handgun would be like sending up a flare to the others. The sergeant quickly reached down to his boot, pulling out a knife and jamming it upwards as the creature got within striking distance. The blade pierced the bottom portion of the zombie's jaw, going straight through and embedding in the brain. The resistance of bone and tissue transmitted through the handle, a sickening sensation that Flint forced himself to ignore. Flint grabbed a hold of the zombie, breaking its fall as the body went limp. He placed it gently on the ground before yanking his weapon free, The wet sound of the blade coming loose turned his stomach, but he pushed the feeling aside. Despite his attempt to be quiet, he made just enough noise to attract the other zombies and produce. Flint muttered curses under his breath as he sprinted towards the back aisle of the store. After a few aisles, he got past the grocery section and into electronics, which had a huge center checkout area. Flint jumped up onto the counter, sliding across into the middle area. The smooth surface allowed him to glide effortlessly, sending a display of cell phone cases clattering to the floor. He landed and immediately pushed off, sliding on the floor, planting his back against the wall of the counter. He kept his knife and handgun at the ready, hearing the zombies running down the aisle in pursuit. Their footsteps grew louder, echoing off the high ceiling. A few seconds later, the first ones arrived, running right past the counter area without so much as glancing in his direction. Their vacant eyes stared straight ahead, focused on where they'd last seen movement rather than where he actually was. The next few ghouls didn't follow suit. The lead one inadvertently ran into the edge of the counter, creating just enough noise to hold the other's attention. The impact sent a small display of memory cards toppling over, the plastic packages making a distinctive rattling sound as they hit the floor. Flint stayed out of sight the best he could, listening as the zombies moaned in frustration. He could hear their footsteps moving behind him, his head on a swivel, looking side to side to make sure the zombies didn't start moving around the counter. While he was out of sight now, all it would take is one creature moving along the front or back to put him right within their line of sight. Sweat trickled down his forehead, threatening to drip into his eyes. He blinked it away, not daring to make any unnecessary movement. Flint started thinking to himself, having a full debate in his mind. So what are you going to do now? If you jump up, you're going to get swarmed. But if you just sit here, it's only a matter of time before they find you. Come on, man, think. The ghouls continued to prowl around the counter, their jerky movements visible in the reflection of a nearby monitor. The smell of death clung to them, growing stronger as more gathered nearby. Every breath Flint took brought the scent deeper into his lungs. As Flint continued to debate himself in his own mind, the booming voice on the loudspeaker spoke up. "Hey, soldier, I can see you. Look straight up." A sudden voice startled Flint, nearly causing him to flinch. He managed to control the reaction, realizing that any sudden movement might give away his position. Following the instruction, he looked upward, spotting a small black globe on the ceiling above him, which housed a camera. "There you go. You got me. Now I have a plan, but it's risky." Flint chuckled, giving a shrug to let the mysterious voice know that he didn't really have any other options. His shoulders tensed as he heard a zombie bump against the far side of the counter, its moans growing more agitated. "Yeah, I figured that you'd be in. Now here's what we're gonna do. In just a minute, one of my friends is going to create a distraction on the far end of the store. These things seem to love sound, so they're going to run after it." Flint listened intently, giving the voice a thumbs up at what he's heard so far. The plan was simple, maybe even elegant in its simplicity. It played to what they already knew about the creature's behavior. "Once that happens, I'll let you know if you're clear. Once you are, you need to haul ass to the front of the store." Flint looked into the camera with a confused look. Running back to the front seemed counterintuitive, considering he'd just escaped from there. The doors were broken, allowing more zombies to pour in from outside. "Not the front door, just the front of the store." The voice seemed to anticipate his concern, quickly clarifying the instructions. Flint nodded slightly, though his expression remained skeptical. "About 30 yards to the right of the front door is the office. I'll have the door opened for you. Can you do that?" Flint gave the camera another thumbs up. The plan wasn't perfect, but it was better than staying put and waiting to be discovered. He adjusted his grip on his weapons, preparing to move at a moment's notice. "Good, now get ready to move on my signal."
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, Coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Chapter 2. Flint had his back pressed against the wall of the counter, repositioning his legs so that he was in a crouched position rather than a seated one. He knew he would have to move fast once the diversion happened. The hard plastic edge of the counter dug into his shoulder blades as he shifted his weight, careful not to make any unnecessary noise. The sergeant did everything he could to steady himself. He had been in a handful of battles over in the sandbox, but his squad always had the upper hand. More firepower, better intel, and air support if needed. The familiar weight of his rifle, the reassuring presence of his squad mates, the knowledge that help was just a radio call away, all of these comforts were now absent. Now he was alone, woefully under-equipped for the situation, and the only air support was a faceless voice looking down at him from above. With a deep breath, he got himself ready for the moment. The cool air from the store's ventilation system washed over him, drying the sweat that had begun to bead on his forehead. Just then, on the far end of the store, a loud metallic clattering filled the air. It was substantial, as if someone had tipped over one of the giant metal shelving units. The crash reverberated throughout the cavernous space, the sound bouncing off the high ceiling and walls. In an instant, most of the zombies around the electronics moved like they were shot out of a cannon. The creatures sprinted towards the other end of the store, darting past the counter without so much as a glance in Flint's direction. Their footfalls created a thunderous drumbeat that faded as they moved away. Within seconds, they had vanished behind shelving units, drawn by the promise of fresh prey. Flint began to stand up, but heard moans coming from behind him. The sound froze him in place, his muscles tensing as he prepared for a potential attack. He looked up to the camera, thankful that someone was watching because the voice chimed in as if on cue. "There are two of those things right behind you. Assuming you know how to use that gun in your hand, you need to pop them both in the head and take off running." Flint hesitated, staring up at the camera with a confused look. If he fired the gun, it would alert the zombies they just drew away from him. The sound would echo throughout the store, possibly bringing the entire horde back down on his position. His grip tightened on the handgun as he considered his options. "Yeah, I know, but you need to move now because I can't have this door open for long." Flint muttered curses under his breath before leaping into action. He sprung to his feet, taking aim at the two zombies that were on the other side of the counter. They had been store employees, their name tags still visible on their blood-stained uniforms. Their faces were masks of hunger and rage, eyes vacant and lips pulled back in a perpetual snarl. Both creatures moaned and lunged for the sergeant as soon as they spotted him. They barely made it a step before Flint squeezed the trigger. The gunshot was deafening, the sound amplified by the hard surfaces surrounding them. The first round blew out the back of the lead creature's head, dropping it to the ground. Blood and brain matter splattered across the floor and nearby displays, creating a gruesome tableau. He allowed his instincts to take over, quickly moving his weapon to the side ever so slightly before pulling the trigger again. His aim was true as the bullet hit the zombie right between the eyes. The impact sent the creature sprawling backward, its limbs going instantly limp as it collapsed to the floor. A dark stain spread across the white tile, pooling around the fallen zombie. Flint stood there for a brief second, as if he wanted to make sure the threat in front of him had been eliminated. The sound of moans and thunderous footsteps coming towards him from the other side of the store pushed him into movement. The gunshots had done exactly what he feared, drawn the attention of every ghoul within earshot. Move, man, move. Flint motivated himself, propelling him forward over the counter. He slid effortlessly, landing on the tile floor and pumping his legs as hard as they would go. The smooth surface allowed him to pick up speed quickly, his boots finding purchase with each stride. He ran up the center aisle, listening as moans and footsteps echoed all around him. The sound seemed to come from every direction at once, making it impossible to pinpoint exactly how many creatures were in pursuit. The sergeant got halfway up to the front of the store before he glanced back, spotting a few zombies emerging from the rear aisle and taking notice of him. Flint had a good 30 yards on the creatures, which wasn't much of a lead given how quickly they moved. Their unnatural speed continued to unnerve him, defying everything he thought he knew about human limitations. The sergeant continued running hard, getting to the checkout lines. Cash registers sat abandoned, some with half-completed transactions still displayed on their screens. A few shopping carts stood empty, testament to customers who had fled without their purchases. He glanced over to the front door, where a couple of curious zombies wandered in through the entrance. They immediately saw him, letting out a moan and running in his direction. Flint raced through the checkout line, looking to the right along the front of the store, spotting a young man wearing a bloody smock standing in an office door, waving him in. The man's face was etched with fear and urgency, his movements frantic as he beckoned Flint towards safety. Flint moved as fast as his body would allow, putting the sound of the rampaging zombies out of his mind. His lungs burned with exertion, each breath becoming more labored than the last. The muscles in his legs screamed in protest, but he pushed through the pain, focusing solely on reaching the open door before him. He could see the expression on the employee's face, which told him everything he needed to know, that the zombies were getting too close for comfort. The young man's eyes widened as he looked past Flint to the approaching horde, his hand gesturing more frantically for the sergeant to hurry. The sergeant didn't slow down as he approached the door, blowing right through it, careening into a couple of others inside the small office who did their best to wrap him up so that he didn't crash into the desk. Their arms encircled him, absorbing the momentum of his desperate sprint. The sudden transition from open space to the confined office was disorienting, but Flint quickly regained his bearings. As soon as he cleared the threshold, the young man slammed the door, yelling out, "Get that desk over here." The others in the room moved swiftly, grabbing onto the heavy desk and pushing it against the door. The wooden furniture scraped across the floor, leaving marks on the linoleum as they maneuvered it into position. Leo jumped over it as they got it close, butting it up against the door just as the zombies arrived. All four of them stood there in silence for a moment, watching as zombies pressed up against the door, as well as the wall that stretched on for 10 yards or so. The creature's hands slapped against the surface, creating a rhythmic pounding that filled the small space. Their moans, muffled by the barrier between them, were still audible, sending a chill through them. The bottom of the wall was made of the same stuff that cubicle walls were constructed from, and a few large panes of glass adorned the top. This gave the four survivors a great view of the zombies trying to break through. Faces pressed against the glass, vacant eyes staring hungrily at the humans inside. Bloody handprints smeared across the transparent surface as the creatures clawed ineffectually at the barrier. Leo appeared to be in his early 20s, and seemed to be the only person in the room outside of Flint with any sort of composure. He moved quickly, pulling the blinds on the glass down. The vinyl slats clicked into place, providing a thin but welcome visual barrier between them and the horror outside. Flint looked around to the other two people, reading their name tags to put a name to a face. Owen was a middle-aged man, most of the hair gone from the top of his head. His tag read Assistant Manager, which was confusing since Leo seemed to be in charge. Owen's hands trembled slightly as he stepped back from the desk, his breathing ragged from the exertion and fear. The young woman, Charlotte, had short blonde hair and couldn't have been more than 25. She had a 1,000-yard stare, as if she had seen things she couldn't quite process. The blood on her apron attested to that fact. Her complexion was pale, almost ashen, and she seemed to be operating on autopilot, her movements mechanical and detached. Flint looked over to Leo with a sense of gratitude. The young man had likely saved his life, and Flint wasn't about to forget that. Despite the dire circumstances, he felt a moment of relief at finding other survivors, particularly ones who had already proven resourceful. "I guess I have you to thank for helping me out there." "Yeah, I was the eye in the sky, but Charlotte here is the one who created that diversion." Flint looked over to the young woman, giving her a nod in thanks. She tried to nod back, but the shock was threatening to take full hold of her. Her eyes were unfocused, barely registering Flint's gesture of appreciation. The trauma of what she had witnessed was clearly taking its toll. "Are you all right, Charlotte?" Flint asked, softness in his tone. She again tried to nod, but no words came out of her mouth. Owen patted her on the shoulder, speaking up on her behalf. His voice was gruff but gentle, carrying a note of protective concern for his younger colleague. "Her friend was attacked by one of those people right in front of her. I'm sorry." "There's a lot of that going around tonight," Flint retorted. The sergeant's words felt inadequate even as he spoke them. He had witnessed his fair share of death and horror in the past few hours, but offering condolences didn't get any easier. "Yeah, we know. We saw it firsthand, and on the monitors when you guys pulled up," Leo said matter-of-factly. Leo gestured to a bank of security monitors on the far wall. Most showed static, but a few still displayed full-color images of the store's interior. On one screen, zombies could be seen wandering aimlessly through the grocery section. Another showed the parking lot, where more creatures milled about, occasionally throwing themselves against the building's exterior. "You know, I'm no constitutional expert, but I'm pretty sure that fully armed soldiers aren't supposed to be running around on city streets, so either you're looking at some major prison time." Owen trailed off, and Leo picked up. The younger man's face was grim, his eyes darting between Flint and the blinds that concealed the zombies outside. "Or something really, really bad is going on out there. And I'm afraid I know what the correct answer is." Flint let out a long sigh, knowing that these people deserved answers, especially after risking their own life to save his. He holstered his handgun, the metal still warm from recent use. His uniform was spattered with blood and other fluids, evidence of the night's violent encounters. "Okay, I don't know a lot, but I'll tell you everything I know." Chapter 3. The three store employees stared back at Sergeant Flint, the enormity of everything he told them weighing heavily on them. The virus, the evacuation, everything. Their faces had drained of color, eyes wide with the implications of his words. Nobody really knew what to say. The only sound in the small office was the zombies on the other side of the glass, moaning and smacking their hands against the windows. After what felt like an eternity, Leo broke the silence. He ran a hand through his disheveled hair, his young face appearing to age years in just minutes. "Well, I figured it was bad if you were running around fully armed, but my God, that's worse than I could even imagine," Leo said. "Could be worse," Owen stated flatly. "How in the hell could it be worse, Owen?" Leo demanded. At least we don't have A-type blood, Owen replied. Leo wanted to yell at Owen, even if the older man was right. But the younger employee knew it wouldn't do any good, so he begrudgingly nodded. The tension in his jaw betrayed his frustration, his hands balling into fists at his sides before slowly relaxing. The thin veneer of calm he maintained looked ready to crack at any moment. "So what are we supposed to do?" Charlotte asked. Everyone looked over to Charlotte, who had finally broken out of her shock-induced state of silence. Her voice was barely above a whisper, but in the quiet office, it carried to every corner. The thousand-yard stare had receded somewhat, replaced by a desperate need for direction. "It's not a bad question," Owen noted. "Clint, I think this one's on you, man. I don't suppose you have some of your soldier friends nearby, do you?" Leo asked. Flint sat up a little straighter, knowing that everyone was looking to him. His mission was a complete bust, but the responsibility continued to fall on his shoulders. The weight of their expectant gazes pressed down on him, heavier than any rucksack he'd ever carried. His uniform, now stained with blood and sweat, felt constrictive as he took a deep breath. "There's a couple stuck in the parking lot," Flint replied. Flint walked over to the monitors, finding the one looking out to the parking lot. He spotted the wreck near the driveway, seeing a swarm of zombies surrounding the vehicle. The creatures pressed against the SUV from all sides, their combined mass rocking it slightly. He let out a sigh at the sight as the others stepped over to get a look. "Yeah, I don't think they're going to be much help," Leo said. "They were rattled from the wreck anyway. I didn't get a good look at them, but it didn't seem like they could stand on their own," Flint explained. "You got a radio, why don't you ask them?" Owen suggested. Flint's eyes lit up as he grabbed the radio on his belt. He tuned it to Channel 2, hoping that it was more than just Captain Patterson on that frequency. The soft click of the dial turning was accompanied by bursts of static that cut through the ambient sounds of the office. The sergeant took a deep, hopeful breath before clicking it on. "This is Sergeant Flint. Does anybody copy?" Flint called into the radio. Everyone leaned in a little closer to the radio, hoping for a response. The four survivors held their collective breath, straining to hear any human voice coming through the static. The only thing they got, however, was the dull hiss of an empty channel. "Come on, somebody's got to be out there. This is Sergeant Flint at the supercenter on the northeastern side of town. Does anybody copy?" He tried again. Again, they were greeted with nothing but silence. The radio's speaker emitted a low hum, devoid of any response. The hope that had momentarily brightened their faces began to fade, replaced once more by grim resignation. "Damn it," Owen muttered. "Is there anybody else you can call?" Leo asked. Flint thought about it for a moment, reacting like a light switch flipped in his mind. He quickly changed the radio to Channel 1. His fingers moved with practiced efficiency, muscle memory taking over as he adjusted the settings. "The Air Force Base, they're on Channel 1, Flint explained. Before Flint could hit the call button, a loud creaking sound filled the air of the small office, putting everyone on edge. The noise cut through the relative quiet like a knife, immediately drawing all eyes to the walls around them. The sound of straining metal and plastic was unmistakable. Something was about to give way. "What the hell is that?" Owen exclaimed. The group looked around the small office, trying to figure out where the unnerving noise was coming from. The creaking grew louder, punctuated by small popping sounds as fasteners began to fail under pressure. Sergeant Flint walked away from the monitors and over to the wall separating them from the zombies. He leaned in towards the wall just as part of the top portion gave way. The barrier bent inward, the thin metal frame warping under the weight of the creatures pressing against it from the other side. Flint thrusted his arms up, trying to hold it in place as the flimsy structure began to give way under the weight of the creatures on the other side. His muscles strained against the pressure, veins standing out on his forearms as he fought to keep the wall intact. "The wall's coming down," Flint yelled out, panic in his voice. Owen and Leo rushed over, getting beside Flint as the wall continued to falter. The two men added their strength to his, pushing back against the inexorable pressure from the zombie horde. The stress on the glass began to spiderweb it, the cracking sound attracting more zombies over to it. Each new fracture in the glass created a sound that drew the creatures like sharks to blood, their excitement growing as if they sensed weakness in the barrier. Within seconds, the weight started to become more than the three of them could manage. The connectors between the walls continued to snap as the top portion continued to bend further and further inwards. Small pieces of the ceiling tile fell around them as the wall's frame began to pull away from its flimsy moorings. Flint made a quick decision, realizing it was a bad idea the moment it formed in his mind. However, he knew they were out of options. Sweat dripped into his eyes as he strained against the increasing pressure, his boots sliding slightly on the smooth office floor. "Put your backs into it," Flint ordered. "What the hell do you think we're doing?" Leo snapped. Leo looked over to the sergeant, who gave him a knowing shrug, indicating he was about to do something risky. Leo let out a grunt, redoubling his efforts and pushing against the wall. His face reddened with exertion, teeth gritted as he fought to hold the line. Flint darted backwards into the side of the wall, which was a couple feet away from its counterpart that still remained upright. He yanked his handgun free from its holster, taking quick aim and pulling the trigger as fast as he could. The sound of gunshots was deafening in the confined space, each report causing the others to flinch. Within seconds, he sent half a dozen rounds into the mass of writhing undead that was hell-bent on getting inside the office. The muzzle flash illuminated the grotesque faces pressed against the glass, creating a strobe-like effect that turned the scene into something from a nightmare. Several of his shots found their targets, blowing out the back of zombie heads. Blood and brain matter splattered against the creatures behind them, creating dark stains that dripped down their bodies. Much to his horror, the corpses didn't fall backwards thanks to the creatures behind them pushing them forward. Their dead weight continued pressing on the wall, creating even more stress. Flint cursed under his breath before jumping back behind the wall, trying his best to help the others push it back up. As they strained against the weight of the creatures, Charlotte called out. Her voice cut through the grunts of exertion and the moans of the zombies, drawing their attention to the security monitors. "Someone's pulling up," Charlotte called out. "We have to let them know we're here," Flint shouted. "How do I do that?" Charlotte asked frantically. "Get to the microphone and tell them where we are," Leo instructed. Charlotte rushed over, clicking it on and speaking as forcefully as she could through it. While there was a hint of panic, she managed to mostly hold it together. Her fingers trembled slightly as she adjusted the microphone's position, bringing it close to her lips. "Please, whoever you are in the truck, if you can hear me, we're trapped in the front office. We're to the left of the door. Please help us," she announced over the store's PA system. Charlotte stared at the monitor, watching a few men in the back of the pickup truck opening fire with shotguns on zombies that ran towards them. The small image showed the recoil of their weapons with each blast, the creatures dropping as the buckshot tore through their skulls. It was hard to see much detail on the small monitor, but Charlotte could see creatures falling lifeless to the ground. A moment later, one man jumped out of the truck with a shotgun in one hand and something else in the other before running towards the door. His movement was purposeful, each stride covering ground with surprising speed, given his build. She grabbed the microphone again, her knuckles white around the plastic casing. "Please help, we're to the left of the door," Charlotte called out again. Charlotte turned to a different monitor, which was pointed at the front entrance. The man who ran through was on the heavier side, someone who clearly enjoyed a beer or six every night, but he looked like he was all business. His expression was focused, eyes scanning the store interior as he moved with surprising agility for his size. He stopped in the entrance, looking over to the zombies that were outside of the office. Charlotte talked to herself, watching as he fumbled around in his pockets, her brow furrowed as she tried to make sense of his actions, wondering if he'd heard her announcement at all. "What in the world is he doing?" she murmured. A moment later, the man pulled out a lighter, putting it to the mystery object in his other hand. The small flame flickered to life, catching on whatever he was holding. She struggled to process what was happening, but as she saw a fuse igniting, the situation became crystal clear. The realization struck her like a physical blow, her breath catching in her throat. Her eyes went wide as she saw the man throwing what looked like a pipe bomb towards the horde of zombies just outside the office. The cylindrical object arced through the air, spinning slightly as it traveled toward the mass of creatures pressed against the office wall. "He just lit something and threw it this way," Charlotte cried out. "What did he throw?" Flint demanded. Flint didn't have to wait for an answer as he looked through the spider-webbed glass, watching as a metal pipe bomb bounced off the head of a zombie before falling to the ground. The crude explosive device clattered to the floor amid the pressing feet of the horde, its fuse sputtering as it burned down rapidly. He yelled out to the others, urgency making his voice sharp. "Get behind the desk, now," Flint shouted. Flint continued holding up the wall as the other two men bolted at his order. Owen and Leo dove for cover, sliding across the floor and taking position behind the solid wooden desk. As soon as they got behind cover, Flint turned to join them. Before he could, however, the device detonated. The explosion was deafening, a concussive blast that seemed to compress all the air in the small office at once. Light and heat washed over them in an instant, followed by the sound of metal fragments tearing through flesh and embedding in walls. The concussion blast ripped through the office, tearing the damaged wall completely free from the others, collapsing down onto Sergeant Flint's legs. The pain was minimal, however, thanks to the flimsy material, but it was heavy enough to hinder his movement. Dust and smoke filled the room as the ringing in everyone's ears kept them on the ground. The acrid smell of explosives mixed with the copper scent of fresh blood, creating a nauseating combination that burned the nostrils. Flint was flat on his back, his slung rifle digging into him, causing more pain than the fallen wall. The hard metal pressed uncomfortably against his spine, forcing him to shift his weight to alleviate the pressure. As he struggled to regain his bearings, he heard excited moaning coming from the direction of his legs. The sound cut through the ringing in his ears, instantly focusing his attention. He looked down, spotting a zombie that was missing the bottom half of its body, crawling along the ground. The creature's intestines trailed behind it, leaving a glistening trail of blood and fluids across the floor. Its arms reached forward with desperate hunger, fingers clawing at the tile as it pulled itself toward the pinned sergeant. Flint looked around for a weapon, spotting his sidearm, which was just out of reach to his right. The handgun had been knocked from his grip by the explosion, skittering across the floor to rest tantalizingly close yet impossibly far. He struggled to break free from the wall, but the added weight of the zombie crawling towards him made it difficult. Each movement caused the debris to shift, pinning him more securely as the creature inched closer. Sergeant Flint yelled out as he kept reaching for his handgun, hearing the zombie crawl closer and closer to him. His fingertips brushed against the barrel, but he couldn't quite get enough of a grip to pull it toward him. The creature's moans grew louder, its hunger seemingly intensifying as it closed the distance to its helpless prey. How will Sergeant Flint escape the clutches of the hungry undead? Be sure to tune into the next exciting episode of The Soldier, Day Zero, to find out.